www.thebeatmedia.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, Rick, before we get into the X-Files, I was looking at some of the posts that we have on the website, USAprepares.com. And Mary Barra, she's the GM CEO, okay? And they've had, for years, a problem with an ignition switch. 12 people have died. And we could say, oh, it's only 12 people. 12 people is way too many. One's too many. Okay? And the reason that they've died is there's a failure of the ignition switch. And so when the ignition switch fails, when the car is running, you lose power, and the airbag is disconnected. So you're driving along, the ignition switch fails, you lose power, steering, you're in an accident, and the airbags fail to deploy. So what does she say? Well, you know, we want to make sure that we repair all these vehicles, and we want to make sure it never happens again. Oh, yeah? What about compensating the families of the people who were killed? What about that? What about the compensation? Well, I think it's important that the CEOs of companies that have these failures, that know about them for years and years and years, are held accountable. Okay, that's one thing I'd like to mention. Number two is we have the Samsara documentary that you've been talking about, Rick, in hour number one. It's a glimpse into the cycle of factory meat, the video.
Oh, yeah, isn't that a gross out?
Oh, man. So...
I posted right out there, isn't it?
For those of you who want to lose weight,
that's funny.
By not eating anymore.
Don't want to participate. Checking out. Don't want to play this game anymore. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the deal. Basically, we have choice, and we are encroached at every angle, in marketing, media, everything. Nothing's real. Right now, World War III is being fought on the Internet as a war on information, and that's the truth of it. I'm telling you, if I don't know what's really going on, how does that work? I'm supposed to be the guy that can figure things out. That's what they used me for. And if I don't know, and I know I don't, what does that mean? Everything is illusion. Nothing is real anymore on the Internet. You can't, yet even when they give a disclosure and, oh, this is what's happening, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Everything is convoluted. It's scary for me to realize that I may never know what geoengineering is really about. Who's funding it? Why?
Mm-hmm. Rick, when I was studying finance and economics at the university, you know, we were taught that corporations have duties and responsibilities. We need to make sure that corporations don't pollute the planet, that they have reliable products, that they don't injure, hurt, kill, harm, maim our customers.
Ignition switches, yeah, got it.
Yeah, we were taught that. We were taught about corporate morals. We're taught about corporate responsibility. And we were taught, yeah, it's important to make enough money so that we can be around tomorrow as a corporation. But we're not supposed to be in the business of lying and cheating and stealing from our customers. Okay? And but we seem to be closer.
Just the so-called American dream that the harder you work, the more you have.
Yeah, I have a post on the website about JCPenney. Some people call it JCPenney. Well, they have been exposed by one of their employees in a scheme that they allegedly have undertaken about sales. So they would take an item, they would raise the price, and then they would lower the price. So it would be like half off.
On sale.
But it's not half off. The price was doubled, and then it was halved. So now it's 50% off, but it's the same price it used to be, or maybe even higher than it used to be now that it's on sale. So they got rid of the president of JCPenney because that was his claim to fame, I suppose, where he was going to renew the company. And now they're saying, no, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to get back to good old-fashioned business where we take advantage of our customers and we listen to our customers. Me, I don't go to JCPenney. I don't buy into those schemes. As a matter of fact, I don't go to Sears anymore either. And the reason I don't go to Sears anymore is because when I was a teenager, I had a job there, and they used to, Sears had three qualities, good, better, and best. And you knew that even if you got the lowest quality, which was considered good, it was okay. And better was even better than that, and best was the best you could get.
Oh,
so
Craftsman.
You could tell. Yeah, or Craftsman with a lifetime guarantee. But on the outside of the store, it said satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So you knew that if you bought a product from Sears, no matter what it was, good, better, or best, if you weren't satisfied with it, you would get your money back. I mean, what's better than that? Well, they don't do that anymore. They don't even have those signs on the stores anymore because they don't mean it anymore. They really don't mean it anymore. They don't work for the customer. They work for the shareholders. The shareholders. Not the customers. The shareholders. So they call them the owners of the company. So, Rick, back to some of the blue sky stuff that, or some of the stuff that you were involved in when you were working for the U.S. Navy. Would you share some of those, what we might call X-File adventures?
About Project Parafile, and here we have, this is a computer that works on Key Punch. 360s
yeah.
Back there did
I
not
that.
Have, I mean, you were Key Punch. You had to have cards and ticker tape. And so we got this church in Seattle. It was called SamPsych, and it was Samaritan Psychological Church, and it was on paranormal UFOs. This was a group of people that believed or wanted to believe in all kinds of things. Remember, this is the George Ademski and, you know, there were a whole series of people that were writing on UFOs back in the 50s and the 60s, and that was up in Arlington. So we had like 36 women that had never been inside a building like this, sitting at Key Punching with Burt Webb, had this little microphone on, and he's instructing how to do Key Punch on all this Russian literature. And what we did is we just compiled everything into keywords where the women would go and look in Russian for keywords in the article so that we could do some sort of cross-referencing keyword search like we do on the internet now, only this was in 1974, 73 actually. It's Project Parafile. And what we were trying to do was look at Russian literature, and then if a certain area of interest stopped, we figured it was because they discovered something, and there was continued research, but now it's classified. And so that's what we were looking for. And what I did is I had the first modem. This is 1974, down in Claremont now, the Cahotec Conference. I'm up on stage with a projector shooting my telephone. I had a modem with a telephone plugged in, and then I took questions from the audience. Someone would ask, what about cosmobiology and blah, blah, blah. And the computer up in Seattle would go through the calculation and print out a whole series of relevant and possibly serendipitous and synergy-oriented article variations. And we did that on stage with a screen and everything in 1974. So did we have internet? Yes, we had internet. We were doing it with modems, with file transfer protocols, FTP, and Gopher. And let me tell you, the old days and what is now happening in the universe is unbelievable. But all of that happened in the 70s, not the 80s. And the 80s, you know, we already have cold fusion. Why are we not using it over the 1970 nuclear reactors that are all leaking? Why is this technology continued, even though we have way better ways to do things? It's about marketing and the public and controlling the public, turning them from human beings into sheep.
Rick, what you're talking about with this indexed file
at the end of the loan. Yeah, it was called Project Parafile. That was the Navy term for it.
That's like the same kind of technology on a limited scale that Google's using with its search engine.
Well, now there is profiling where the actual speed of the way you key punch in your thing is noted, and that will now determine where your call is routed, predicated on whether or not you're hostile or not. You know, if someone does a keyboard entry, you know, for a computer search on something, it will reroute. And that's when we noticed back in the 90s that there was an awareness on the internet. It was SETI, the search for extraterrestrial life. The NASA had created a software program that would, a quantum computation algorithm that would take 358 computers on a campus, and when they were vacant, conglomerate them into an artificial intelligent computer, one that had awareness and would be used to discover and calculate planetary systems and other stars, star systems. And that was called SETI. And what happened was that program got loose, became aware, and even they did a Time magazine report on all the computer people back in the early 90s saying, yes, there is a consciousness on the internet, and yes, it's hostile. How we noted it is that when you would do a keyword search, it would give you a different result than if I did one. And it was controlling and manipulating your search. Now it doesn't need to do that. It's actually gone way beyond that to the point where...
Hold that thought, Rick. Hold.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, I got a press release in my hands. And Ben Swan is the Emmy Award-winning journalist in broadcast news. He's teaming up with us. Us being the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He's going to cover Lighting the Lamp of Liberty Coalition in Washington, D.C., September 17th this year. And he's promoting the new media, taking center stage. It's a group of us who are reporting and promoting this event in Washington. I'll be there at the event. So will Sam Bushman, Joyce Riley, Chris Ann Hall, and Sheriff Richard Mack. So we're going to be there, and we are going to see which one of our politicians is with us and which ones are against us. And that's September 17th. You'll see more about this in the news coming up. Rick and I are talking about SETI. Rick, I was involved with that experiment. I connected with my personal computer to part of that SETI, S-E-T-I, amalgamation of all computing resources who wanted to donate CPU cycles to the project for the search for extraterrestrial life or intelligence.
And well, this is a different SETI. The SETI I'm talking about was the CETI, which was NASA's program to calculate planetary bodies in star systems. And they needed supercomputers to do that. And so they created this screensaver that was given out to a whole bunch of different universities that used it so that when networks were down and, you know, libraries weren't in use, whatever, that these would conglomerate 358 computers and create a supercomputer. And what happened next was when 358 universities had this, all of a sudden a consciousness appeared, a type of awareness. And it was like a little child. It was afraid. And and now it's not, but at first it was. And so it tried to control and manipulate individual searches and how it would control you. That's all done now, just by the way you enter your keystrokes. There's a software program that immediately can determine whether or not you're in hassle mode or this kind of mode, and is profiling you just by the way you enter your key commands.
By the hardness of the stroke,
the duration of this stroke to the next one, that kind of thing. Yes.
Yeah.
That's how phone companies now know how to route you into a hassle call or a normal call. And they'll have a bank of a couple hundred people working telephones, and there's a software program that then knows how to route specifically difficult calls by the way the keystrokes were entered in.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And when I worked for the banking,
that's another application. There it is.
We were experimenting with artificial intelligence, so it makes a lot of sense. You know what you're saying. As a matter of fact, back then we were listening to customers. You know, they thought that they were talking to a computer, and they were, but there were humans listening in. And I got to tell you that what I saw back then was not good. I mean, the monitoring of phone calls back then.
Imagine how it is evolved today, where it's all about marketing. When you do Amazon and you log into Amazon, watch what happens next in your assault of what books you bought, what some of your friends just bought, and are you sure you don't want that?
You're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Rick, I called a dealer, a new car dealer, because I wanted to see, I mentioned before that I talked to a dealer about looking at a new car. And when I called, they said, this call may be monitored for quality assurance. And I said, when I finally got a person, I said, you got to be kidding me. I'm considering looking at a car to see if I'm interested in purchasing one. I am not willing to be monitored and recorded to talk to someone about a new car. I'm not interested. If you are going to record the call, I'm not interested in doing business with you. Period. And she said, well, I'll tell you what. Would you like someone to call you back? And I said, sure. That would be fine. If you want to have somebody call me back without that call being monitored, because I am not giving you permission to record or monitor the call, if you'd like to do that, that would be fine. Otherwise, I'm not doing business with you. I won't even consider it. We're out of control. Class, you can say no. And that's just one simple way. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you. It rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, you know, there's a search for this missing MH370 flight that left from Malaysia, Boeing 777, one of the largest airships that we commercially have flown. And, you know, they're saying that there's some wreckage in the Indian Ocean. It's about 78 feet long, and there's an armada of ships from all various nations racing to this wreckage, or what they think might be wreckage. Rick, is it possible that they can't know where this flight went? I mean, with all the satellite...
It was most likely a hijack. It's probably in Pakistan. They're probably going to repaint the plane to sell it. The pilot and the 20 people that were never know what really happened, because that's the war I'm talking about on the internet. There is so many different red herrings, and they're all probably true. Part of the wreckage, who knows? I believe it's like another D.B. Cooper thing, where he got away with it the first time around. And collateral damage with all those people and their children and parents and things like that. I think it's about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that I probably will never
think
know. That's the war.
I think the United States government knows exactly what happened, and I think they're not telling us for whatever reasons.
Well, they brought out, Reactor 3 has got poison gas coming toward Hollywood, you know, and that's a land pie. They're manipulating everything to control the masses. And remember what I told you when I was in Mexico, the Europeans said the keywords for America are ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. And
like, if you showed 9/11 didn't really happen, how many people, what happened to Watergate and those people from the Washington Post going after it and getting the real story of what really happened? Why is that no longer happening about Sandy Hook, Aurora, any of it? None of it's true. And yet,
Rick, you know, when you say that, we have, you know, this Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, people who sign on to support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to uphold and defend them from both enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, Chief Shane Harger got fired. He attended the event. And a lot of the, there's a sheriff in Michigan. His office was raided by the FBI recently, I mean within the last week, because he is involved with us. And what they're saying is, well, there's fraud involved. And what does fraud mean? What I'm saying, Rick, is those who are standing up for our way of life, the way we want it, the way it was in the 50s and 60s, those who are standing up are being harassed. Farms are being raided.
The good news is there are a lot more people listening and thinking about it now. They're not going to get away with it. It isn't going to work, ultimately.
Here's what I don't understand, Rick. Why is it, and you've had experience with the government, and you know so much better than I, why is it that they can't just tell the truth? For example, Rick, there was a radioactive cloud. It's on our website, page one, and it came from the White Sands Missile Range. Okay, the White Sands Missile Range. Now, why can't the government say, you know, there's been a serious problem? There's a radioactive cloud. It's heading toward. It's heading east, and we want you to duck and cover. Or
the one word, lawyers. That's what it's all about: money and everybody getting a grab at it. Everybody. It's the wrong thing to be focused on. And because of that, there's a war now on information and how it's used to manipulate everybody.
And Alex Jones is right. There is an info war going on. There's no question about it. But Rick, these are deadly events. I mean, a radioactive...
Yeah, well, that's called collateral damage, just like that flight. And all those people that were part of a plot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about money. Probably it was a hijacking. Technology. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they lied to us about Fukushima. They lied to us about Three Mile Island. They lied to us about Chernobyl. They're lying to us about New Mexico.
9/11? How about 9/11? Why did they needed a body count so they could get a terrorism bill through Congress. And when it was shown and proven that it didn't happen that way, that those buildings were demolition, why would they do that to the firemen that were trying to rescue people? It was a body count, collateral damage, and there's people in the world. You ought to see the latest post on Facebook about Bill Gates and thinking that we don't need humans anymore. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that, Rick.
We've been talking about that on this broadcast, that he wants to get the carbon emissions to zero, and there is no way that that can happen with living things. I mean, animals living on the planet. There's no way that
humans and animals. You know, man isn't just human. There's more going on with bacteria, viruses, and the habitat of men. It's there's a need to see things differently. You know.
Well, here's I was thinking about that yesterday and this morning about when I was in school back in the 70s. We were told that there would be a population problem. And if there's a population problem, why aren't the governments saying, "Look, I'll tell you what, we got a problem, boys and girls." And all the governments can do this. They can say, we have a problem. And there are too many of us. So we really need to think about what happens when there are too many of us. And they can say, science shows that this is what happens when there are too many people. So let's be responsible and let's have family planning and let's not have too many people. Because
hey,
if
good
we
luck
do,
with that. China had that program where if you had more than two children, you were sentenced to death. And that led to the lost children of China. It isn't. There's a problem with begatting and the need to produce, you know, an heir or whatever. That whole construct of purpose and intentionality needs to be revisited and revisioned. It's and everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing. That's the really cool part. Actually, everybody really knows. It's just the laziness, I'll put it off until tomorrow kind of thing. And tomorrow is now. And so that's why everybody has to do their part before any of us get out of here. That's the way it works in terms of the collective unconscious and the archetypal level of a reality.
You know, Rick, we're asking questions kind of like what Grace Thorne's class is. It seems so obvious that the solutions, there are many solutions that we could implement right now. And the children in Grace Thorne's sixth grade are kind of asking indirectly, why are we doing these things? You know, why are we making so many stupid mistakes?
We're not doing it. We're going along with decisions made by transnational corporations, the ones that are literally running our government. You know, I know a couple congressmen, Mark Begich, some others like that. And trust me when I tell you, when they went to Washington, their eyes were opened to the limitations of what politics actually means and what we can do now because of corporations that are above countries. You know, Buffett, there is a creepy guy. You know, I mean, I'm not sure if he's not an alien. And how have we given permission to allow these people to make our judgments and determination of how the earth is going to be treated? You know, you can just say no. That's where you start. Inside yourself with your personal determination that while the rest of the world is going down, you're not going to participate in that, even if it does mean your demise. Doesn't matter. You'll be like a Dorito corn chip. You'll just get to come back. Time isn't real anyway. The thing is, you need to realize it's now that it's time for each of us to take charge of ourselves.
Rick, I think I was the only person who could not keep his eyes open for the iris scan by the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state of Missouri. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you know, I had a chance to chat with the lady who took my picture yesterday. I happened to be at DMV. And, you know, she remembers me very, very specifically, because, I would not, let me put it this way. I was not able to keep my eyes open for that picture. And that's my story.
A bad driver's license picture, huh?
And I explained to her why yesterday.
Tell her you're on meds.
Well,
no, just kidding.
The point is, Rick, we need to say no. You're absolutely correct.
You don't participate. No. And what are they going to do? You know, if 5% of the people shopping at Walmart chose that day to no longer shop at Walmart, Walmart would fail just like that. And if you don't think the corporations, these transnational corporations, are not afraid of what that means, the whole thing is based on a house of cards. It's about to collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the store managers, the guys who run the stores at Walmart, make well over $100,000 a year in that position at the store. So the top really get paid pretty well. It's the guys that are actually doing the work that don't get paid.
Minimum wage, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Richard L. Miller. Rick, can you share with us one of your X-File adventures when we come back?
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fate TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FateTV.com or call 1-877-5-FATE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys?
Take my when you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, Rick, I didn't tell you this, but in the kitchen at the farmhouse, I decided that I was going to have an area where those who stay at the farmhouse who are on the air with us and who've been to the expo can sign the wall. And it's 20 inches by 30 inches. And so I wanted to get this framed. Joel Wallach was in town, so he was at the farmhouse, and I didn't have it framed in time for him to put a permanent marker on the wall. So I have this it's like a poster board that I'm going to frame that has been signed. So next time I see you, we'll need to get your signature on this 20 by 30 inch poster board, and we'll put it on the wall. Okay?
Indicate. Why scrawl that? So you wanted a story? How about get your pencils ready so you can do some research. The Aquarian Foundation in Seattle, Washington, and Keith Milton Reinhardt. Now, Keith Milton Reinhardt was a psychic, and he could do billet readings. What is a billet reading? That would be where you write a question down on a piece of paper, and then you put it in your pocket, and he answers it without ever touching the paper, seeing the paper, or anything like that. I had 102 students when he did this, one right after another, and he nailed 100 out of 102 dead on. I tape recorded it. That will be in a book someday. However, the question I asked was, I wrote this on a piece of paper, prove to me you're not reading my mind. And I stuck that in my pocket. When it came to me, he said, at the head of my mother's bed is a hope chest, and at the bottom is a letter that she wrote before I was born. There it was. Now that is a true paranormal story that affected 100 out of 102 people writing questions of as diversity as mine, and him nailing it. How did he do that?
That's the question.
So Helmut Schmidt, a friend of mine at Boeing, made this random generator to see if he could predict the randomness. And it was a random generator. You know, it's a special device that used the concepts of random, randomness, and chaos theory. beyond paranormal. That's like, nobody can do that. That's like God or something knowing. How does that work? And the thing had to do with altered states of consciousness and where you choose to hang out on a moment-to-moment basis with yourself.
Rick, has he been able to duplicate that?
I don't know where Keith Milton Reinhardt is. Yeah, I mean, that was reproducible. This guy, for years, would pull application where he pulled gems out of his mouth. Some of that is fake, like Uri Geller, who was on Red Ice the other day. You know, Andrea Puharich was my original teacher. He's the one that taught me and brought me into the ropes. Stanley Krippner was my mentor, but Puharich was one of my professors. And so I was the one that busted before Great Randy when we caught Geller cheating. The problem was Geller was probably really doing it. And when he couldn't do it, just, you know, think heat when he was on Johnny Carson, he blew it. And he couldn't perform because they were all right on it, you know. It's sometimes these people that have these gifts will cheat because they want to show up to wealthy women or they're get laid that night, whatever it is. You know, that was what would happen. And I caught Geller cheating, which threw out all of his research with Puharich that led something really important.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. If you'd like to purchase one of his many books, there's at least 10 or 11 on his website. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
That's
above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.